From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Kirsten Hemmerich. For this week, we speak with Catherine Moss, a professor of English at the University of Virginia.
I'm Catherine Moss. I'm James Branch Cabell Professor of English at the University of Virginia. I've taught here since 1988. And I came here because it's a great English department and I love the area. I teach Renaissance literature. Since about 1990, I've been teaching Shakespeare. I was not originally a Shakespeare specialist, but I have kind of become one over the years. Well, it's verbal art. So, you know, verbally sensitive people love verbal art. Obviously, that's a different thing. Think the kind of literature that involves fictions, which is not everything, because there's poetry, there's essays, or lyric poetry and essays, I think encourage a kind of empathy or extension of empathetic response, which I think of as an ethical issue. I think you really can get a sense, for instance, of what it's like to live in the Dominican Republic by reading Junot Diaz's novels. I had never really thought about the Dominican Republic before, but reading his novels, I found out a lot about it. And I think this is a way into different ways of living, different kinds of imaginative understandings. But that isn't the appeal of all kinds of literature. It depends on the genre. I think it's true of novels and dramatic fiction. I think Shakespeare has been profoundly influential, not so much actually in drama, because English drama has not been the dominant genre since the Renaissance. I mean, there's been good plays in the Restoration in the 20th century, but England was not a great theater culture after the Renaissance. But Shakespeare's methods of characterization, this kind of extremely individualized sense of particular character, unique character, revealing itself over the course of a plot, I think is one of the fundamental impetuses behind what people are doing in the novel in the 18th and 19th century, to some extent in the 20th century still. Harold Bloom said that Shakespeare invented the human, which is, I think, a little bit overstated. But I think what he did invent was a particular interest in unique human personalities. I don't think you see that in other drama of the period, to the same degree or to the same level of subtlety. But I think you see people picking up on that. Samuel Richardson, George Eliot, the whole kind of realistic portrayal of human personality is a really fundamental kind of Shakespearean invention. And he's also a lot of funny stuff. I think a lot of stage humor. Shakespeare didn't necessarily invent it, but he was a very influential paradigm for things that are funny on stage, and also the things that are funny in the novel. So there's plenty of other influential dramatists too. I think, for instance, Ben Jonson was an important and unacknowledged influence on Charles Dickens, but Shakespeare, everybody knows Shakespeare, and the sound of his language got into poets' heads. He's tremendously influential for Milton, who then becomes influential for the Romantics. So, you know, it's just this kind of, I don't know whether it's just that he's so good or just that everybody read him or some combination of the two, but he just gets inside, he's gotten inside the English tradition and to some extent the tradition in Germany and France as well.
Listen carefully.
Catherine Moss is a professor of English at the University of Virginia. Now check out these events happening this week. This Saturday the 16th at 10:30 a.m., the Klugiru Aboriginal Art Collection will be providing a free guided tour of Indigenous Australian art. The Klugiru is the only museum in the world that is exclusively dedicated to Indigenous Australian art. Also on Saturday at 7:30 p.m., the Oratorio Society of Virginia will be presenting their Christmas at the Paramount concert at the Paramount Theater on the Downtown Mall. This event will feature J.A.C. Redford's Welcome All Wonders, a Christmas celebration, as well as many other Christmas favorites with guest youth choirs. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ, with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. This interview was recorded by Chase Browning and edited by myself, Kirsten Hemmerich. Connect with the arts at arts.virginia.edu. You're listening to WTJU.